I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, June 17th. A woman from Boston died after being struck by a vehicle on Route 3 in Braintree early Sunday morning. State police from Norwell and Milton responded to the report of a woman struck on Route 3 at about 3:12 a.m. on Sunday. The 35-year-old woman from Boston died from her injuries. The driver of the vehicle did remain on scene, and state police are continuing to investigate that incident. An outside law firm says the Quincy City Council had no authority to designate the Lunar New Year as a school holiday in Quincy. The firm Valerio, Dominello, and Hillman from Westwood issued an opinion on June 3rd that the Quincy City Council exceeded its authority when it voted to make the Lunar New Year a holiday in the Quincy Public Schools. The attorney said state law dictates that only the school committee has the authority to set the school calendar. Now, the school committee sought that legal opinion after objecting to the city council ruling. City Solicitor Jim Timmons had said the council did have the power to create the school holiday, but not a legal citywide holiday. It's still unclear now if the Lunar New Year holiday will be implemented in the Quincy Public Schools. Quincy City Council tonight expected to vote on next year's proposed city budget that includes salary increases for the mayor and city councilors. The Finance Committee has already approved a mayoral salary increase from $150,000 to $285,000 per year. Councilors have yet to vote on a proposal to increase councilors' annual pay from $30,000 to $47,500 per year. Opponents of the proposed mayoral salary increase are expected to present councilors a petition tonight before the council meeting, asking them to reconsider that increase. Also tonight, City Council is expected to vote on a proposal to grant a tax break to Fox Rock Properties for the construction of a new medical office complex in Quincy Center. Councilors will also be recognizing the Quincy Girl Scouts and Pride Month tonight. The full council will meet at 7:30 at Quincy City Hall. Military veterans seeking to have their nursing education covered by benefits available to them through the GI Bill can now do so at Quincy College. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has granted its approval to Quincy College's nursing programs, allowing eligible veterans to apply their educational benefits to their nursing education at the college. The federal decision comes after the Massachusetts Board of Registration in Nursing voted back in March to grant full approval to Quincy College's Associate of Science in Nursing degree and licensed practical nursing certificate programs. Boston fire officials said 19 people were displaced by a four-alarm fire that burned through the back of a Dorchester home on Saturday night. Deputy Fire Chief Mike Doherty says when firefighters arrived at the scene Saturday evening, they encountered heavy flames in the rear porches on Edson Street near the intersection of Milton Avenue. Doherty says the fire caused extensive damage to the home at 27 Edson Street. Some minor damage to two Milton Avenue homes situated behind Edson Street. Crews were able to knock down the fire within an hour. No residents were injured in connection with the fire. One firefighter was taken to a hospital to be treated for a minor injury related to heat exhaustion. Red Cross responded to the scene to provide assistance to the displaced residents. The damage is estimated at about $2.5 million. A small plane performed an emergency landing on a beach on Cape Cod yesterday afternoon after suffering an engine issue. The pilot of a single-engine Cessna 172 reported an engine issue at about 15 minutes into the flight and landed close to Nauset Light Beach in Eastham at about 3:45 yesterday afternoon. Three people were on board the plane and were uninjured. According to the aircraft registration number provided by the FAA, the plane's registered to Stick and Rudder Aero Tours, which provides sightseeing tours of Cape Cod and flight lessons. They're based in Chatham. The two passengers were taking a tour at the time of the emergency landing. First responders were dispatched to Marconi Beach yesterday on a report of a possible crash, but that did not take place. The plane did land safely. The FAA is now investigating. State Auditor Diana DeZoglio wants to perform an audit of the Massachusetts legislature, but has been met with pushback from lawmakers. She calls the opposition deeply disturbing, considering that the public appears largely in favor of the measure. DeZoglio said she expects to file the signatures required to get her initiative petition on the November ballot. With two recent polls showing landslide support for the measure, that signature drive and the potential campaign will be closely watched as an indication of public attitudes toward the Beacon Hill establishment. While there is no organized campaign against expanding DeZoglio's auditing power, legislative leaders have said there's no call for it, that existing annual audit data and disclosure requirements should suffice, and that they have nothing to hide. But DeZoglio, citing heel-dragging on audit compliance by some executive branch agencies as well, denounced the legislature for lacking transparency about how it does its work. More than 1,000 children who are members of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston and other Boys and Girls Clubs locations in Massachusetts received new bicycles that were donated by Jordan's Furniture. Jordan's Furniture's president, Elliot Tatelman, presented the Diamondback bicycles to the kids on Saturday, as well as free helmets and locks, along with bike safety information. The children were also treated to free food, ice cream, and performances from local artists during the event at UMass Boston. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu was on hand for the donation, as the philanthropic effort aligns with the city's investments in child bicycles and bike instruction initiative. Tatelman said the event not only helps inspire kids to be active, but also shows them the value of giving and being an integral part of the community. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day mixed. The Dow down 57. The NASDAQ rose 21. The S&P is off 2. Shares were also mixed in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $77 a barrel. In sports, of course, it's back to the NBA Finals tonight. Celtics and Mavericks back in Boston at 8:30, with the Bees leading the series 3-1. Red Sox beat the Yankees 9-3. They're in Toronto against the Blue Jays tonight at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: partly sunny and warm, high of 84 degrees. For tonight, cloudy, a low of 56. Tomorrow begins a 4-day heat wave. Hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow, high of 95 degrees. Wednesday, hazy, hot, and humid with a high of 97. Thursday could be the peak of the heat with a high 99 degrees. With a boater today, waves about a foot. A wind out of the south right now, 5 to 10 to 15 knots. Could gust to 20 knots later today. High tide, 8:36 a.m. Sunrise at 5:06, sets at 8:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, June 17th.